Leprosy. Leviticus 13. We're going to read, just for the record, so you can say you've done it, all the way through Leviticus 13 and Leviticus 14. And we've got a long way to go on this leprosy stuff.
A big check.
Judy, will you read for a while?
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, he shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising, a scab, a bright spot, and it be in the skin of his flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest, or unto one of his sons the priest. And the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair in the plague is turned white, and the plague in sight be deeper than the skin of his flesh, it is a plague of leprosy. And the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean. If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that hath the plague 7 days. And the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, if the plague in his sight be at a stay, and the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on him again.
Now, again, to be shut up means that you're outside the camp. At the first sign, you're shut up for seven. I mean, if it is a condition that's what we just read, then you're shut up for 7 days. Then you come back in and he looks, and if it isn't, then you're shut up 7 more days. You got it? So there's some 7 day business going on here about the idea that you've got leprosy. And it's not up to, it's this law is eternal. It's spiritual. It's not something that anyone has a, how can I say it?
Authority over?
You can't, you're right. There's no breaking of this law. Jesus said every jot and tittle of the law is fulfilled. Now, this took place for our benefit, that we could see something. Are you okay, Barbara? What's going on? You guys stayed up all night.
I know, it's her fault. She gave me a platform.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brenda again, huh?
That brief. And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day.
Wait a minute.
What is that?
I heard a little fart. Damn, there, you're going to learn, boy. They just slip out.
You know, if you want to know why he's gotten beat the last 2 times, you have to ask somebody in private.
But be careful, because it'll make you laugh all night.
Keep going.
At least the one.
Are we really ready?
Yeah.
And the priest shall look on him again the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat dark, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is but a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the
no,
scab-
stop. In other words, it wasn't really leprosy. You understand? It was something else. Okay.
But if the scab spread much broader...
It was the heartbreak of psoriasis.
Eczema.
Are you done?
What?
Are we really going to get through this chapter? What time is it?
I can't believe he wrote that down.
He writes everything.
Okay.
He just wrote down the fact that I said he writes everything down.
Okay.
But if the scab spread much abroad in the skin, after that he hath been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again.
Okay, stop again. If the leprosy has spread abroad, remember, leprosy is this weird disease it's called, remember the word zymotic? It means that it's a disease that is spread by fermentation. It's the only disease that I know of that's spread by fermentation. It is the exact opposite in the spirit of prophesying, of speaking, of letting bubbling forth. It's taking one little grape and internalizing the prophesy. So it, by definition, it has to spread. It cannot stay stable. Okay? You got it? Remember, before, we learned that the ultimate, that all leprosy is a symbol of rebellion of one sort or another. And we learned that the worst leprosy there was the leprosy of the forehead. And that represented that act which all men do routinely. That act is that they believe that they are taking their own private censer into the temple and lighting the altar of incense, i.e., I have my own private thoughts. You everybody remember that? Now, I hinted to you the other day that the other parts of leprosy on the body are a metaphor or a type of slander, which, again, the leprosy of the forehead is rebellion against God. Slander is rebellion against your brethren. So it's the two halves of the Ten Commandments. The first plate of the Ten Commandments was the sin, a rebellion against God. The second was that which constituted between the brethren. Okay.
And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spreadeth in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy.
Now, what unclean is a technical word in the law. It doesn't mean that he sinned. Leprosy has nothing to do with what modern religion says it's a type of sin, i.e., you know, that you're It's an act of rebellion outside the camp that requires waters of purification to be dealt with. You got it? Now remember, from the spiritual standpoint, rebellion either against God or against man is as the sin of witchcraft. It's the same thing. The reason is that you have to be in the state of sorcery in order to be in the state of rebellion. And this, maybe in this light now, we'll begin to see the 10 sorceries that Israel brought from Egypt into the promise. Am I communicating with you, or at least creating a hunger?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta be mind talking. You gotta be holding things in and manipulating.
You've got to manipulate inside your head, i.e., thinking you're an independent self, independent from the brethren, or independent from God, in order to be in a state of leprosy. Mind talk is the evidence of sorcery. Now, the whole human race is doing it. That's why you can't see it. There's no greater freedom than to be finished with mind talk. The moment, the only way you can see, the only way that it's possible to be finished with mind talk is to see that every thought you think and every word that you speak is from the Father. Let every man speak as the oracle of God. The oracle of God is that means the word of God, or that means this. The oracle of God is positional. The place under the cherubim on the mercy seat is the position called the oracle.
Is that a scripture, let every man speak his oracle?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Second Peter.
Who said that?
Is it Robert?
Yeah, I think so.
there's hope. Now when you get into the numbers, you know, Second Peter this, Second Peter that.
First Peter. You lost your blessing. First Peter chapter 4 verse 11.
That's what I meant. So that had numbers involved.
20%.
If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Okay?
It was when you were talking about that, I was thinking, well, how do you know whether or not you believe that, you know, you're speaking as the oracle of God, or that, you know, that you believe that before you speak, or you present everything openly, as opposed to this mind speak thing.
As opposed to sorcery. I want to show you something. Now, go to 1 Kings 6. 1 Kings chapter 6. He's talking about the temple that Solomon is building. He's talking about something called the Holy of Holies. And he said, 6 verse 16, and he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls, with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. And I've gone through this before, and there are many other scriptures that show that Holy of Holies, but most importantly, not just the Holy of Holies, seated on the mercy seat, under the wings of the cherubim, under the shadow of the Most High, is your permanent dwelling place. When you're seated there in the Spirit, every word you speak, every thought you think, every act you do is the oracle and word and deed of God, without effort on your part. And that's not up to you to judge. It's condition.
When the glory of the Lord has come upon you, because that's where the Shekinah glory is.
Amen. Okay? Do you understand? Are you beginning to understand leprosy, or at least the hints about what leprosy is? Yeah. It's the state of rebellion that's manifested in thinking you have your own thoughts, which is impossible because God has filled the temple. And secondly, against your brethren, vis-a-vis slander. I.e. separateness.
This is one of the chief reasons why I wish we had the people for the Levites to correlate some of these things. You know, all the stuff about leprosy and the mind speaking. And so that it'd be able to be put where you could
read it. It will be.
You know, because it just, you know, when you get the lump of it all together and it's before you, it just...
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's like this. We've talked about it before. There's only one mystery. There's only one story. And you're in the middle of this globe. And the goal is for the globe to be shattered so that you're open-faced to every man. But there are an infinite number of points on that globe that have to have the light come shining through. You're the earth. You're the earth. Inside the earth is the real you. And that real you has to be transfigured. In other words, every point on the globe or every point in your being has to have the light manifested so that it dispels the darkness. And now there are an infinite number of ways of saying the same thing. Always fascinating. I mean, I don't find anything in the world more fascinating than what we're doing right now. But it's the same story over and over and over and over again. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's perfect that this is a black globe in terms of the ocean, because your mind is the only one that covers it. And so that's why we war not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual wickedness in the high place. And when we cast down the imaginations and every thought that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought about God and man to the obedience of Christ, i.e., it's all Him. Hallelujah. Then light shines without any effort on your part.
It's wild that the center of the earth is hot.
Hot. It's molten, hot. And you're the earth and vessel. You're the earth. You're constituted of the same percentage of materials that's around the crust of this earth. 70% water, same percentage of the other minerals, etc. Because you're made from the dust, or the dust is a bad word. You're made from the particle of the earth. Now the word earth is in the Hebrew is adema. It means of blood. The whole universe is made of the blood of God. And you're called Adam of blood. What?
No, just, you can go off anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Take my head with you.
That's good stuff.
So what gets into shedding of blood, what does that mean? Shedding of blood.
Well, as long as the earth is closed, there's no shedding of blood. You're a closed system. That's why without the shedding of blood, there's no remission or there's no taking care of sin. You're a closed, self-seeking system. The blood is shed when the flesh is torn. The veil of the flesh is torn, and that causes a shedding of blood. That's the meaning of all these sacrifices.
This is the clearest time for someone.
You're 40 years.
Does it time is immaterial. Who's doing what to whom? Are you reading?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We're not in Kings.
We're in Leviticus 13. Would you can we
We're
almost settled down. Judy? Well, when the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, if the rising be white in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there be a quick raw flesh in the rising, it is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, and shall not shut him up, for he is unclean. And if leprosy break out abroad in the skin, and the leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white, he is clean.
Okay, now do you understand that?
No.
Now wait a minute. If they shut him up,
they're shut up alone. They're shut up alone in a particular place.
Yeah.
They're not even a leper colony. They're just shut up alone. They're outside the camp. They're alone.
Yeah. No TV.
And so then if it turns out it turns into something else or goes away,
then they're clean.
But then if it turns out
that they have leprosy,
then they don't need to shut them up anymore
because
they've
gone,
already figured out what
right.
is leprosy.
And they go out. And if the leprosy is in the forehead, they go out alone. They can't even go to a leper colony. If the leprosy is in the rest of the body, they go to the leper colonies. Now, the mystery is, if the leper, notice it doesn't say he pronounces him healed. It says he pronounces him clean. If the leprosy is so bad that it covers every square inch of your being, every millimeter of your being, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, then you're clean. You're brought into the congregation. Doesn't say he's healed.
Well, I don't understand. Is there something about the physical nature of leprosy that means, you know, that you don't transmit after that? That, you know, I don't. There's no.
It's just the law.
It's the law.
What sermon?
The law's function is to reveal a mystery, not to have a nice society. Mm-hmm. And this is the greatest revelation of that point. He's not healed. He still has leprosy.
They may never have had a case like this where the guy was completely white and he could still hang around the camp or something.
They had one.
He was usually dead or something.
They had one. Me.
You?
Yeah.
I was totally leprous from the top every part of my being. I was without hope.
So all of us are like that? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. But you have to know it. Mm-hmm. Then grace appears. Hallelujah. Okay.
The thing about them going out away and they can't even go to another leper colony, it's like one of those things where it's not a loss, just the way it is, because somebody who has leprosy in the forehead wants to be alone, wants to separate himself from everything. Where are we?
Verse 14. We'll read 13 again. Well, read 12 again so you can see this.
If the leprosy break out abroad in the skin, leprosy cover all the skin of him that hath the plague, from his head even to his foot, wheresoever the priest looketh. Then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague. It is all turned white, he is clean. But when raw flesh appeareth in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh, and pronounce him to be unclean. For the raw flesh is unclean, it is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be changed into white, he shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him, and behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that hath the plague, he is clean. The flesh also in which even...
Understand what's happened there?
Mm-hmm. What's raw flesh?
Raw flesh.
I don't know, what is it? Blood or something?
Blood is showing, losing.
What's
wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. White is a symbol of leprosy. It's totally your skin. If you've ever seen, I wish we had some pictures of it, but if you had leprosy on a spot,
it's translucent.
It's a translucent white, almost a glowing white, that turns all the hairs white.
Does it spread?
No.
What's the description of the
There's a lot of stuff that we're going to see here.
So don't see it ahead of time.
Well, don't be a ravage.
It's interesting, though, about the idea of somebody like that, totally, you know, everything is leprous, but he's not dead. You know what I mean? Because if he's dead, he would be unclean because he'd be a dead body. Yeah. A weird...
It's just, it's to provide us the way by which we can see ourselves as God sees us. If we are wounds and bruises and putrefying sores from the top of our head even to the bottom of our feet. And when you see that in agreement with God, then you can never again trust in yourself. You see that grace is your only option, your only hope. Never again learning how-tos. Lepers sticking bumper stickers on their cars and writing books. That's what the whole society is. That's what the whole of religion is. Okay?
And then if you start to think you're getting better, then you're
unclean
again, like it says.
Comes back. Yeah, yeah.
If you lose sight of the fact you're totally leprous.
Right. Okay? You got a picture of it now, a little bit?
It's weird.
We're going to see some more weird stuff in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
The flesh also, in which even in the skin thereof was a boil, and is healed, and in the place of the boil there be a white rising or a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest. And if when the priest seeth it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, and the hair thereof be turned white, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, and if it be not lower than the skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean.
I understand. It's just saying there was no spread. And it, therefore it was something other than leprosy. Now he's still unclean because of, from the other issue, from the issues. By the way, your mother listened to that tape and went, wow.
Issues?
I told her to get the leprosy tapes. Okay.
Or if there be any flesh in the skin whereof there is a hot burning, and the quick flesh that burneth have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white.
And you're taking a niacin. Oh, never mind. That's all that says.
Erase that.
And the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and it be in sight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Wherefore the priest shall pronounce him unclean, it is the clay of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but be somewhat dark, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the 7th day, and if it be spread much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the plague of leprosy. And if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning.
Okay. Now, there's no other issue in the law that covers more verses of the Bible than leprosy, of the Old Testament, of the law. In the modern, I have never seen what we are talking about written about, and I've searched everywhere because I long for some other person. You know, a long time ago when I was studying this stuff, there must be somebody else that is says that leprosy is rebellion. It's like, you know, the whole, how in God's name can Bible scholars look at that many verses of Scripture with that detail dedicated and say, well, it's just sin, or it's some, you know, some amorphous thing that they don't have to think about? And we'll see why we haven't been able to study this till now in a minute. Okay. Now somebody else read. Harry, you want to read for a while? No.
This just something was funny. We were talking last night in Bible study, and Steve was saying how his dad kept saying, well, I've read the Bible twice, you know, and Bo, and I've heard other people say, it's just ridiculous thing. Well, what do you think of Leviticus? That was pretty good. And, you know, how about that leprosy chapter? You know, people read the Bible, don't have any idea what it says, but they've read the Bible.
What verse did you stop on?
28, I finished 28.
If a man or woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, if it be in sight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest look on the plague of the skull, and behold, it be not in sight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall shut him up that hath the plague of the skull 7 days.
Let me stop a minute and say something to you. I don't claim to know everything there is to know about the spiritual meaning of leprosy. I think that we will, I mean, if God delays, we could spend the next 10 years studying nothing but leprosy. But I want you to see the basic picture of what it means. I mean, I'm not going to go through here and talk about the reason for the typology of each one of these smaller types. You know, I know it's there, but I haven't studied it. I haven't seen it. But I have seen with claret from 16 years ago what leprosy means. And so that's what we're going to look at. Okay.
And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the scald spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the scald be not in sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the scald shall he not shave, and the priest shall shut him up that hath the scald 7 days more.
You understand what the scald is? It's just a word. Well, it's like it's the thing is if you had the heartbreak of psoriasis on your beard and it covered a size of a half dollar or something, then that place that it covered was the skull. Okay.
And they'd shave everything else
except the skull.
Except that.
Right.
And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the skull, and behold, if the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall not seek for yellow hair, he is unclean. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and there is black hair grown up therein, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If a man also...
In other words, he didn't have leprosy. You got to keep that in mind. You got to see there is no cure for leprosy. Clean means
clean.
Means Levitically clean. It means that that person can go into the temple and not defile it Levitically. You understand? The word when the New Testament talks about touch not the unclean thing, come out, touch not the unclean thing, defile not the temple of the living God. They're not talking about some stupid idiot thing that modern religion teaches you. It's a technical term in the law that you have to know what it means before you can talk about it. You know, these idiots that put their minds and things and stuff they know nothing about.
It really doesn't, it's not really for the benefit of the guy that does or doesn't have leprosy. It's for the benefit of the temple.
Amen.
And for the benefit of Israel.
Amen.
The temple is not defiled.
Amen. It has nothing to do with the person. He's a non-entity.
Who cares?
No, that's why, I mean, it's the same theory when Christ, when the disciple wanted to follow Jesus. And he said, go, let me go and bury my father. And he said to him, let the dead bury the dead. No man that is fit for the kingdom, once he put his hand to the plow, ever looks back, etc., etc., etc.
I mean, there's only one way to get leprosy, and that's to get off the mercy seat.
Amen.
Now this, it's interesting, you're not supposed to seek for this yellow hair or whatever once it's reached this stage.
Right.
And I was thinking that's what we try to do sometimes, yeah. You know, we try and, well, let's just look around here some more, and maybe we can figure out, some way to keep this guy from going outside the camp.
Right, we analyze darkness. Okay, go ahead.
If a man also or
woman... I lost the place, where are you?
38. If a man also or a woman have in the skin of their flesh bright spots, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look, and behold, if the bright spots in the skin of their flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean. And the man whose hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean.
Hallelujah!
Aren't you glad it's clean?
He's taking a lot of
And he that hath his hair fallen off from the part of his head toward his face.
See, that's the only reason that... What?
Bald forehead.
That's the only reason that Harry wants Rex around, because he's convinced that I'm going to start picking on Rex. But the funny part of it is Rex is not picking on Harry.
It's just too funny.
Okay. That hath his hair fallen off from the part of his head toward his face, he is forehead bald, yet is he clean. And if there be in the bald head or bald forehead a white reddish sore,
forehead bald.
Your
head,
man. Would you stand up so we can make a field trip, Harry? This is a
hair.
No, no. It's a stealth field trip. We're going to go look at Harry's head.
You're supposed to help us with our biblical backgrounds and things like that.
Yeah, this is show and tell, Harry.
Okay.
Can't grow grass on a busy street, kids.
Because our leprosy sprung up in
the garden. Now he's going to do this for 20 minutes. It always takes place. Whenever anybody picks on him, he's got his time delay system. It's 20 minutes that he has to go through this liturgy.
It's 908.
It's this number.
Okay.
43.
Then the priest shall look upon it, and behold, if the rising of the sore be white reddish in his bald head or in his bald forehead, as the leprosy appeareth in the skin of the flesh, he is a leprous man, he is unclean. The priest shall pronounce him utterly unclean. His plague is in his head.
Okay, you understand? That's to be utterly unclean there is the technical term that means you're out of the camp and you're outside even to be, you can never be even with another leper. That's the state of the human race. There's no unity. They're forever alone because they all have leprosy of the forehead. Okay? You understand? Go ahead.
And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean.
Okay.
It's heavy.
Covering on his upper lip.
All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean. He shall dwell alone. Without the camp shall be his habitation be.
He shall dwell alone.
What's this crying of unclean and
we'll get to
upper
that.
Lip stuff?
We'll get to that.
The garment also that the plague of leprosy is in, whether it be a woolen garment or a linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of linen or of woolen.
Do you know what the warp and the woof are?
It's the way
it
is.
Yes.
Isn't that a stereo speaker?
The woofer and the tweeter. The warper and the woofer and the tweeter.
The warp and the woof.
Everybody knows this.
Lieutenant on the Enterprise.
Who's a seamstress?
It's the way the thread's done.
Right.
One of them runs the warp.
But it's the way the
warp one way.
Yeah.
The woof.
It's the term. The warp and the woof are the term of the weaver. What?
Say that three times real fast.
The terms of the weaver.
Well.
No, the warp is the warp is when you bring the weaving thing down. You know, to just.
And the woof is when you go through.
And the woof is when you take it sideways.
Woof it through.
Oh, yeah, that or the other way.
Go ahead.
Whether in a skin or in anything made of skin. And if the plague be greenish or reddish in the garment, or in the skin, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, it is a plague of leprosy and shall be showed unto the priest. And the priest shall look upon the plague and shut up it that hath the plague 7 days. And he shall look on the plague on the 7th day. If the plague be spread in the garment, either in the wolf warp or the wolf, or in the skin, or in any work that is made of skin, the plague is a fretting leprosy. It is unclean.
What is this, the material is leprosy?
Yeah.
It's because it's an organism.
It touched the garments, was spotted by the flesh.
Wow.
I mean, it may not be the same
we'll get to all
disease,
this stuff.
But it's they classed it in the same idea.
It's Levitically from the same position.
The flesh.
Is this like leaven, too, because it's ferments?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, keep going.
He shall therefore burn that garment, whether warp or woof, in woolen or in linen, or anything of skin, wherein the plague is, for it is a fretting leprosy, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if the priest shall look, and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in anything of skin, then the priest shall command that they wash the thing wherein the plague is, and he shall shut it up 7 days more. And the priest shall look on the plague after that it is washed, and behold, if the plague have not changed his color, and the plague be not spread, it is unclean. Thou shalt burn it in the fire. It is fret inward, whether it be bare within or without.
I've had some loads of laundry like that.
With a bread and leprosy.
To the burn.
And if the priest look and behold the plague be somewhat dark after the washing of it, then he shall rend it out of the garment, or out of the skin, or out of the warp, or out of the woof. And if it appear still in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof or in anything of skin, it is a spreading plague. Thou shalt burn that wherein the plague is with fire. And the garment, either warp or woof or whatsoever thing of skin it be, which thou shalt wash, if the plague be departed from them, then it shall be washed the second time and shall be clean. This is the law of the plague of leprosy in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp or woof or anything of skins, to pronounce it clean or to pronounce it unclean.
Okay. Now, we're going to...
What's that reference, spotted by the flesh?
Jude 23, I think. We're going to study that in great detail, so... But we're going to stop there, because now there's another part. They've talked about the leprosy of the human, the leprosy of the garment. Now they're going to talk about cleansing of the leper, and then they're going to talk about the leprosy in the house. And we're gonna spend the next time here trying to make sense of what we've just read before we study what the cleansing means. Mm-hmm. So the Talmud declares that you got to remember now that it's like blood. You see, people say, "Okay, I'm covered in the blood," or "The blood is for the remission of the sin," or something like that. And then the blood says 150 different things. You know, the blood of the sin offering says one thing. The blood of the burnt offering says another. The blood of the Passover lamb says one thing. The blood of the bullock says another. The blood of the scapegoat says something. And so it's always saying the same story. And the singular story is not to be don't let it confuse you. I don't care whether you, when we get through with all this, if you remember, I mean, because I've got notes, tons of notes here on what the different aspects in the Talmud, and all I want you to do is to see and experience that you are totally leprous from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. That you are in a total state of rebellion. Both to God and to man, to your brother. Then God can say to you, "Be clean." But see, otherwise you will continually try to get it right.
Yes.
Aren't you tired of trying to get it right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
So you still are the same, but you're clean.
Yeah.
The leper still had leprosy, but he was clean.
Still had to go to the cross.
Yeah,
but this is just another revelation of the cross.
Yeah.
It's the same story. Mm-hmm. If you had leprosy from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, all your body parts would have fallen off. That's one of the things that happens in leprosy. You understand? There's no cure for leprosy. There's no cure except resurrection. There's no cure for death except resurrection. There's no cure for leaven except resurrection. There's no cure. All and everyone, always the same story. You, the vessel, Christ resurrected in you.
You know you're as good as dead in that state because you're
right.
You know there's no cure. You're totally leprous.
And it's living death. Death meaning separation. You understand that? That's what death spiritually means, is separation. Mm-hmm. But now he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Now if you walk in the light as he is in the light, then have you fellowship one with another. But guess what? We'll see. You can only have fellowship in Jerusalem, in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have fellowship in Egypt. You can't have fellowship in the wilderness.
But if you're unclean, you can't go in the temple.
So the only way that there's fellowship is you have to walk in something new, not according to the course of this world. That's why every time a body came into existence in linear time, it had to happen. I know it did. Exactly the same thing in the way it happened to us. It had to come in with violence, and the violent take it by force. And then the test had to be the same things that we've experienced, the laying down of your life. Okay? So that, but the next few days we'll study, next few times we meet, we'll study this more and more and more. So I wanted you to get a little bit of a handle on it, though. Take it, big guy.
John returns.